Good morning, good evening, good coding campers. It's Monday, and that means it's time for MSDN Radio, the show that helps developers find what they're looking for. Good code, good conversation, but most of all, good times. So here to bring us into the week is our host, Mike Benkovich.
This is Mike Benkovich, and I am with MSDN Radio, and I'm standing here and I'm talking with...
John Mills.
John Mills, where are you from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
And what do you do, John?
I am a web development manager at UMB Bank.
And what brings you out tonight to nice and steamy St. Louis?
We are here to attend St. Louis Day.net and also to attend this Microsoft event for community group leaders.
Okay, and so what are you going to take away from this? What's been good?
The coolest thing so far is open spaces around how to drive your user group participation and user group involvement and keeping it interesting for the people who attend.
So the takeaway is that you're going to walk out of here with some ideas of things you want to try.
Absolutely. Just how to drive people to your user groups, how to keep them involved and engaged, and help drive Microsoft technology.
Excellent. Well, so between now and tomorrow and when you head home, are you going to be playing with any new technologies? What technologies have got you going right now?
Biggest technologies right now, Visual Studio 2010 and TFS 2010. Just huge steps up over 2008, lots of cool new functionality, especially in TFS 2010, the way you can organize your work and get work handed out to your developers is just excellent.
Like task items and being able to tie that into project, tie it into Excel?
Absolutely. Being able to drive your project out of Microsoft Project and drive that into specific work items to assign out to developers. Absolutely.
And it's just easy to do.
Very, very easy and simple to manage.
Even a caveman could do this.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. And we'll talk to you at the conference.
All right. Thanks. All right, so I work with a 14-person development shop, and TFS 2010 makes it very easy for me to assign those work items out. But on top of that, we have a project management office and a QA group and a business unit that we can use the SharePoint site to expose what tasks are being worked on, what scenarios are getting completed, and when our next builds are being deployed, just through a SharePoint front end to make that communication really seamless.
So what were you using before this?
SourceSafe.
Ah.
Which had no communication, and it was all email at that point. We had to email out status reports and email out what was going on. Now we don't have to worry about any of that. If a developer marked a task complete, the PMO and QA all know about it, and they can see when the next build's coming and test it without us having to communicate to them verbally and have that get lost.
So you're able to keep everyone busy?
Absolutely. You can see what's in everybody's queue. You can rank items in order of priority, so when a developer finishes what they're working on now, they just take the next high priority item off the list and go and get that done.
Oh, sweet.
Absolutely. It makes the manager's job simple.
So it makes it... Now, you had to buy something special for this to work?
This is just TFS 2010 Ultimate, or the
comes
complete.
With, yeah, it comes with it.
It comes with SharePoint. It comes with all of that that you need to get it done.
So was it hard to set up?
It was very simple to set up, actually. It was very simple install. The TFS Explorer integrates directly with Visual Studio. And for our PMO and the QA group, it's just a website. We just hand them the link, and they go get it done.
So business analysts can just go to a website, put in bugs, they can find things, add requirements, change the scope, and you don't have any control over that?
I have as much control as we need to. There's lots of feedback, but it is very simple for the business analysts to go download the latest requirements document off the SharePoint site, make updates to it, upload it back up there, and then we all know when they've updated the requirements because they like to do that without telling us. Now we have notification that it's been changed, and we can go figure out what's different and go code to that.
Oh, very cool. So you're able to actually see where you're at, see what you got to get done to get done, and be able to then do the burn down on the items and see where you're at.
Absolutely, and know exactly what's in every build.
Are there any reports?
There are a ton of reports. And if there aren't the reports you like, it's very easy to go create new ones. Or you can cube it in Excel and just drive it off of that.
So you can use Excel to create reports?
Absolutely. And the business units are better at that than we are, but they can go out and attach through a cube and go figure out everything that they need to figure out.
Oh, very cool. Well, thank you for your time.
Absolutely.